sigue viviendo en las cantinas. Yo me estoy muriendo de dolor. I didn't know God made honky tonk angels. Never make a way. You gave up the only one that ever loved you and went back to the wild side of life.
There was a time when the rolling downs and fertile valleys of Kent were the home of an established and flourishing soft fruit industry, or Sofru. Black currants and bilberries picked by peasants wearing clay hats were exported by the ton to the chateau of the courtiers to Louis XIV. The industry was, however, always labour-intensive. The peasants moved away and found employment in the exciting new world of soft deer, so much easier to crush and transform into a wonderful steaming puree. But who am I to be processing this information? I'll tell you who. I'm the bloke who pummeled the otter with a spade at the end of Ring of Bright Water. So don't you start telling me I know nothing about the demise of the soft fruit industry, or Sofru, because I do. So you little Hitlers can take your magic markers and your little packets of fag ends, and you can sellotape them to the funnel of Woody Woodpecker's U-boats. P.S. Salted crisps in this weather. P.P.S. What, Novi Mura? Shame on you. Yours faithfully, Sir Charles Hickson. Oh, by the way.
Hey! Long live the UK music scene. Long live the UK music scene. Long live the UK music scene. Hey! Hey! Each night I get down on my knees and say, hey God, I can't believe we're losing the UK music scene.
This is CITR 101.9 FM. It's Chips with Everything, the British pop music show. We're going to be rocking British tunes until 6 o'clock. I'm your host, Quentin. I got my buddy Dave here, who's my faithful sidekick.
Hey.
All right, Squire. What's happening on this Sunday? It's a very exciting day at UBC today.
Yeah, I don't know what you call it. Is it a convention? A brood? A gaggle? No, not a gaggle. It's a fine pile.
Nestlings. They are pretty young, but it's
anime?
The sort of
anime
cosplay, a bit of a steampunk element convention right here at UBC right now.
So good. So
you want to see some? You want to see how it should be done when it comes to dressing up? I recommend you come over to UBC shortly.
Yeah. And they've got booths and all kinds of stuff set up as well.
It's true. But here in the dungeon of CITR, you know, surrounded by our dusty old records and, you know, piles and piles of unlistened to CDs underfoot, we're just going to play some music from the British Isles this hour.
Good. That's what I'm here for. Well, that and, of course, want to talk about the beaches. The beaches and the vampire finch.
Oh, yeah. I know, that's right, in the news. Currently in the news. So please keep listening. But lots of good music. Sort of forgotten what's all lined up. But I can say this, that if I remember correctly, this first song is the Tindersticks.
Woo! Through the desert ridge you stumbled through. It was only I. You seemed such a short while. We had no time to cry. I sit and wonder why. We had so many things we had to get through. We tried the cinema within half an hour. We had to go find some places more, you know. We tried a drinking bar. It gets so very hot. And when the cab rider hits you too long, we go fuck in the bathroom. We can't afford the time to sit and cry or to wonder why. We got so many things we had to get through. The desert had rented room. Yeah, we stumbled through. We had so many things, Daddy said, we had to get through. We can't afford the time to sit and cry or to wonder why. We got so many things we have to get through. We haven't got the time for telling lies, or to even try. There's only days in between, they're just tomorrow.
You know it's got to be a white woman. leaning on the lobby door, and I wanna be you. Sometimes when I'm a little sad and lonely, I pick up a pen and pad, jot down a few items that I wish I had. When I'm in a pickle, I'm in a stew, I just at the celery and dream of you. She's a Caucasian, I feel like a Eurasian, banging on the tabletop, looking at the view. I'm tearing down the corridor, and I wanna be you. She's a Caucasian, I feel like a Eurasian, banging on that tabletop, looking at the view. I'm staring down the corridor, and I wanna be you. I wanna be you. I wanna be you.
Don't leave me in misery.
if Wikipedia is to be believed, and I think it is,
yep.
That the Vernon Girls, who we just heard, were a 16-piece all-girl band. That's what I like to hear. Bring that back.
It's never left, Quentin. It's never left.
They formed in 1958 to be a TV choir, I guess. And through the 60s had lots of songs.
It's not the Bourbon Tabernacle Choir I'm thinking of. You know, they all wore the those wonderful long choir robes.
Like the medieval babes?
And no. And then they switched to a Nazi kind of look, which freaked me out.
Oh, right. The polyphonic spree.
Thank you. Yeah. Right.
Okay, yeah, that's all coming back to me now.
That was
my conditioning is returning.
Yeah, that to me was a all-girl group. I didn't notice the Jesus-like main guy, right? Because it was sort of a POV thing. I saw myself in his shoes. And as I remember, he was not particularly tall. You know, vaguely Semitic good looks. Dark hair.
Yeah, file under, where are they now, though?
Oh, well, I don't know. They did switch to that horrible clothing. I don't know why the hell they did that. Why did they do that?
That was evidence of a talent in decline.
God, yeah.
Always is, doing the Hitler thing.
Yeah, jumping this National Socialist Party, I think it's called, in touchy-feely music circles. I mean, they went from white to... anyway.
Speaking of touchy-feely music circles, we opened the show with two records. They are designed to illustrate the distinct difference between homage and pastiche.
Exactly.
We started with the Tindersticks big band version of Rented Rooms, followed by Fred Lane and the Hittite Hotshots from the album Car Radio Jerome with White Woman. A radio hit at the time. Again, that's from Wikipedia. Radio hit.
Yeah. I believe it. I mean, there was that time, that golden, sweet jewel of a time when... lounge and all things lounge music, you know, when it's great to actually be nostalgic of a time where you were smoking cigarettes and cigars, drinking beautiful cocktails, dressed to the nines, and talking wonderful conversation with people you've never met before, right?
You could be doing this now, dude, while listening to homages and pastiches of music of the 50s.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so true, man.
It was a very, if of all the little revivals, you know, that's one I could jump on. But here's one. If you're in the right age group, and Quentin's going to send you a self-addressed stamped envelope with the correct age group for this, you should go out.
Right?
I should. This is prescriptive. Be an anime, manja, mugu. Go out there and dress up like your favorite cartoon character, whatever the hell these people are doing. There's plushies out there. There's vaguely recognizable sort of characters that look like Mario, but they're not. It's wonderful.
Yeah, that's right. I didn't see... I think I only saw one character I recognized. Yeah. And it was the ghost from Spirited Away, the most mainstream of all anime movies.
And, you know, maybe he drinks...
I'm pretty vanilla when it comes to that Japanese culture.
All I want to do... is dress up in blue fur.
Nice. So let's sit back, roll and relax in an emu bath and listen to some tunage.
annihilating rhythm.
Slave to the 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 rhythm.
Thank you.
is just like my favorite lasagna.
In what way?
Layered. No peas. And a spicy.
That wasn't spicy.
Okay, creamy. It had that white sauce.
What is your favorite pizza? Oh, pasta.
Pizza. Pasta.
Oh, pasta. You like pasta layered, do you?
No.
Okay, that was Fox, the band, with Minor Therapy from, I think, 1975, led by the...
inimitable.
Unforgettable Nusha Fox, who did have a solo career afterwards. And you say anything with her in it, I like. But in reality, the albums are a little bit patchy.
Oh, yeah.
But here's the thing. They don't even have her singing on all the songs.
How strange.
I know, it's about half and half, because that other guy wrote the one that...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Him?
Yeah.
He sings on some of the songs. Like, what a waste. Anyway.
Yeah, strange that one, eh?
Before that, The Associates, one of the lesser of the early 80s
She must be great live, though, right?
Nusha, of course.
You know, so maybe they got her singing more live because you had to have her up front. She's a great front woman.
Oh, the cape?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, sorry. So The Associates?
Yeah, before that, it was Grace Jones from that Slave to the Rhythm album that she made with Trevor Horn, Opera Attack. I thought you would have had that album.
I probably did, but then with the treatments and stuff.
You were all like, what's this, man? I never heard this before.
It was so good. That was so... And the way it segued?
Did it?
It did.
Let's see, it's 33 minutes past 5.
In Vancouver. Should we tell them? If you don't tell them, I'm going to tell them.
Okay, go ahead.
Local Langley team won big in Little League, and they're on their way. They're on their way to like Penstort, Pennsylvania, to play for the whole kit and caboodle. It's front page news, man.
Local boys beat Quebec team in Canadian final. Congratulations to the Little Leaguers of Langley.
Yeah.
We're going to dedicate this next song to them?
Of course.
In other news, if you stay tuned...
to the Boys of Summer.
You'll hear in 25 minutes...
Yeah.
Queer FM with Mr. Aidan Saint and his posse.
And it will be good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it certainly will be good. They've been preparing for quite a little while.
For a fortnight.
Yeah, yeah. At least.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, they're on every week.
Oh, no, but this batch?
They work hard.
This batch?
Oh, he's here. He's going to do a personal appearance. Do you want to come in and talk?
Here he comes.
Grab that one.
How y'all doing?
We're very fine, thanks. How are you?
I am entertained. We're sitting in the green room listening to these guys. Aren't they hilarious? No.
We are.
The first bit that you played, I'm going, oh, wow, they're from the UK. That was bizarre. That was like 60s acid trip bizarre.
Oh. I take that as a compliment.
Thank you. That is the way it is meant.
Yeah, nice.
What's on your show today, Aidan?
We have... we recorded at the Fillmore Family Reunion at UBC Farms yesterday.
Excellent.
All day. And we got the highlights from that, benefiting a Loving Spoonful. And we have Terrell Witherspoon on the show. He's a local BC artist and really good. He actually won So You Think You Can Dance Canada.
Did he?
Oh, nice.
Good. Are we going to get to see him? Is he here yet?
Oh, he recorded him. He's busy.
Oh, it's a recording.
So
whatever. I'm sure it'll be a good interview.
It'll be fun. Thanks, guys.
Cheers, Aidan. That's coming up in 24 minutes now. Here's an old 12-inch record.
Give me the old big 12-inch.
Yeah. Those are the good ones. It's called A Gigantic Raft in the Philippines. You know this one?
It just sounds dirty.
The weird thing about that track is you hear that and you think, wow, that's some like pretty low grade quality disco, really bad scary voice on there.
Definitely a bad scary voice. I'm not sure about the rest of the low grade
really
disco.
English sounding, you know, and it's kind of general lack of funkiness, but it still has some charm.
Yeah, you know, it's disco, so therefore it gets a free pass. I don't know where you're going with this, but it's disco, man.
Okay, the only place I'm going is to reveal that the members of this band, three of them anyway, went on to be in the Art of Noise.
Oh, well, that's
or
good.
Or to create the Art of Noise and generally be the session musicians and the programmers and producers for the ZTT label. So they did the Frankie Goes to Hollywood stuff, Propaganda, the Art of Noise.
Wow.
But in 1979, they were in a band called Chrome or Chromium. And this is Anne Dudley and what was that guy? Oh, yeah, Jeff Downes, who was in later went on to be in Asia. And, of course, what's his name? Oh. Trevor Horn.
Yes. Yes. Good stuff. Good stuff. Good stuff. Good stuff.
Before that, it was It's Immaterial with the Tempest Mix.
Great band name.
Yeah, it's Immaterial. So you go up to them on the street and you say, what band are you in?
So what band are you in?
What band are
you? Yeah, so
It's Immaterial.
Okay. It's good. But if you wanted to make it clear that the name of your band was It's Immaterial, then what would you say?
It's Immaterial.
It's
Immaterial.
It's Immaterial. So what if you called your band...
That could be the name of your band. It's Immaterial. In fact, that's you could good. Just call your band the Smiths.
Well, what about the?
The Electric Light Orchestra. Think about that. This is the album that Annie Lennox dislikes the most of the Rhythmics.
How strange.
Output. It's called Touch Dance. She actually said it was, she considers it to be too much of a commercial product put together by the record company. It's basically, I think, remixes of the previous album plus three instrumentals, and the cover is pretty shitty.
Yeah,
that's
fair
just,
enough.
Just going on the
but
cover.
That, but that one track was good.
I love it. Yeah, no, I know. With 25 years later, it sounds great.
Right, good point.
Like in the swing of an age where this sort of thing is.
It could be just
like
a
gold.
Gévry Chambertin or something like that you want to wait for.
But what is it? It's basically three songs by the Eurythmics from the album Touch, remixed by John Jellybean Benitez. Remember him?
Yeah.
And Francois Kevorkian.
Yeah.
So that's it. Weather in Vancouver this day. It's going to be dark tonight.
Mm-hmm.
12 degrees centigrade. Tomorrow, 21, with a wee bit of cloud, possibly. We're not looking at any rain.
So
is that good?
So this, in fact, is a classic Vancouver summer with mild temperatures in the 23s, 24s. And then, of course, what's going to happen is we'll have what do they call that thing? An Indian summer.
And we always get one of them.
Yeah, and it's going to heat right up.
It's true. I'm looking forward to it.
And I just want to make a public service announcement, and that is, this kind of relates back to that Langley Little Leaguers thing. If you want to make it all the way to the
that
finals...
That makes me a
lot. Yeah, if you want to make it all the way to the finals, don't stack your team with ineligible players and try to cheat your way in. Otherwise, you're going to be sitting on the turf instead.
That's right. That's what happened.
Yeah,
I know. That would be a huge story if this was a national team.
It would be, and they almost were, but for the cheating.
Was that the Coquitlam team?
It was.
They cheated.
Yeah, I think they're called the Coquitlam River Rats,
and they appropriately named.
Yeah, or maybe it was a cheater. Liar, pants on fire.
The Coquitlam Cheaters.
Fire pants. So yeah, they're called the Coquitlam Fire Pants.
This is the fall.
They cap up by 8,000 pounds, they sweat on their way down. Great pots with customs masters hang around like clowns. They are containers, and their drivers, they are containers. Drivers, they are containers and the drivers. But indigestion, the foul retention, speak for the wages, sometimes torn shirt sleeves, sometimes torn shirt sleeves, the container drivers and the drivers, containers, they are containers and the drivers, they are. Look at a great port for 2 days. Train lines, stone and grey. R-O-R-O, roll on, roll off. They are containers and their drivers. They are containers and their drivers. They are containers and their drivers. The last is under co-op jeans. This is not their town. Big cigars come out of the ground. Sweat on their way down, sweat on their way down. The containers and the drivers and the drivers. The containers and the drivers. Okay, wild deal. And Jack's a distant relation. Communists are just part-time workers, and there's no thanks from the loading bay racks for the containers and the drivers, the containers and the drivers, the containers and the drivers.
Well, we have to interrupt this beautiful track to say cheerio.
Shizzles, my brizzles and sizzles.
We'll be back in 2 weeks' time. Stay tuned, because it's almost time for Queer FM.
And at 10 o'clock, It's Transcendance with DJ Smiley Mike. And there's going to be some filling in between those two, but we'll let you make your own sandwich.
That's the dish that matters. The CITR sandwich. Thank you for listening. 101.9 FM.
Crunch.
We'll see you soon.
Slurp. Swallow.
And the drivers, they are. And the drivers, they are. It's in us. And the drivers.
Join an army.
HIV and safer sex. Call to find medical support in your area without giving your name. Run by volunteers, the Helpline is one of the many programs from AIDS Vancouver combating the HIV epidemic in the Lower Mainland. While not medical professionals, our volunteers answer your questions confidentially and anonymously. The Helpline number is 604-696-4666 or contact us at aidsvancouver.org.
Summer is fast approaching.